Wayne Newton may not be to everyone's taste, and maybe Wayne, as everyone calls him, hasn't had a hit on the charts for a long time, and maybe a lot of the young soldiers he performs for are, well, unfamiliar with his body of work. But at least he goes to see them and perform for them, which is more than you can say for a lot of Hollywood stars today. While the USO has been able to attract some big names for tours in recent years, Jessica Simpson, Robin Williams, the rapper 50 Cent, some of the top stars are AWOL, like, say...
Mel Gibson, big conservative. Go on over, Mel. Anytime, they'll be glad to see you. They all have Braveheart.
Comedian Kathy Griffin has done one USO tour to Kuwait and Afghanistan and signed up for another soon to the Middle East. A self-described D-list celebrity and opponent of the war, she too loves performing for the troops, and she wonders why some vocal war supporters have stayed home.
I think Rush Limbaugh should, you know, pop a few of those Oxycontin that he probably still has laying around and go over. I mean, I'm not saying go straight. He's got to take the edge off. But, you know, put your money where your mouth is, O'Reilly. Go do a book tour or something over there.
I went to this Hollywood party after I went the first time, and I ran into Sylvester Stallone.
Comedian and radio talk show host Al Franken, another vocal opponent of the war, has been on six USO tours, including two to Iraq. He says danger is a factor for some Hollywood stars.
Yeah, it is.
And he said, I hear you went on a USO tour. And I said, yeah, I did. He said, yeah, I was going to go, but I didn't. I said, well, why didn't you go? He said, well, I heard it might be dangerous. And I said to him, weren't you friggin' Rambo?